Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the recent council meeting. It's a busy meeting, Harold.
Yeah, we had some significant issues last night, some debt issues, quarterly presentation by the chamber, and some significant work and steps of progress last night.
Well, and some sewer work. You were talking about moving forward with contracts.
Right. As we've been discussing for several months now, is the infiltration and inflow projects, basically relining the sewer, trying to remove the ability for rainwater to get in our sanitary sewer system so it doesn't make it to the plant required to be treated. All that's being done as a directive from the DNR, Department of Natural Resources. So what we're trying to do right now is put some financing in place, but while we're doing that is really trying to put the city in a better financial position as well. So I've been working with our financial consultants and looking at options and alternatives, and we've secured a low-interest loan from the state for the I&I project, and that's what council approved last night, was that loan. And then we set a public hearing to do a bond refinance of a former sewer bond, and we have some cash on hand to help buy down some of that debt. And so we really looked at what's the best way to not only finance this project, but reduce the debt level and the interest that we're paying on our existing debt. And so by the time we're all done with this, we'll probably eliminate $1 million to $1.5 million worth of debt, and we'll reduce the potential interest that we have to pay by $500,000. So we're just doing what we can to really put the sewer department really in a better financial standing. And these are all pieces to us hoping to be able to guarantee to the public that there won't be any sewer rate increases for a while.
Any other infrastructure that was discussed?
Other than the replacement of the breathing apparatuses for the fire department, no. We did approve last night to buy some new breathing apparatus for the fire department. That was budgeted as part of the budget, and it looks like that's going to come in significantly under budget as well. So,
well, one of the big items on the agenda was the chamber presenting the message that they're refocusing their effort on their membership, and after considerable discussion, they're yielding in the future the hotel motel tax to the tune of $25,000 that the city has appropriated for them to do tourism efforts. And they're backing off of that, refocusing on their membership. What does that mean for the city?
Well, one, I want to applaud the chamber for having the vision to be able to do that. It's a difficult decision, and I think that potentially is going to be a defining moment for the chamber. And I hope that the public and the business community respond favorably to that. I think a lot of that, in my understanding and talking with some of the representatives from the chamber, is they're really trying to listen to the chamber membership and what their expectations of the chamber are, and really trying to align in accomplishing that. So I applaud the chamber in making that difficult decision. I think what that means for the city council is that now they needed to determine what's the best investment of that money that was going to the chamber to continue to help spur tourism growth within our region. The council is probably going to have to take the lead on probably preparing the pamphlets and those types of things, and the distribution of those pamphlets through the visitor centers, et cetera. We'll have to take a greater lead when it comes to helping encourage and plan community activities and those types of things. And I don't know that it necessarily means that the chamber is going to completely back away and leave us, you know, high and dry on that. I think what it just means is that they're relinquishing the lead role, and they're going to revert to more of a supportive role. And ultimately that means that the city or some other entity is going to have to step up to take that lead role. And the chamber will be there to continue to support as we move forward with activities and events and those types of things. But I definitely applaud the chamber and what they're doing. I think that'll provide the opportunity for them to strengthen themselves and be able to provide the service to their chamber members and the businesses in the community that they're asking for.
Thanks again to our guest, Harold Stewart, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicarols.com.